Burrill told KPCW that it was a hard decision in some ways, but it's time to move on.
Really proud of where we are, and this just seemed like the right time.
So you really haven't even finished your maternity leave, have you? Or are you just coming off maternity leave?
Yep, I've been coming off maternity leave, and really had the opportunity to spend some good time with my family, and we'll continue to do that. But as far as the NAC, you know, we've done so much in these last 8 years that I just have enjoyed this time to look back and be proud of that. Built a mountain biking program, a new life skills and coach program, our new adventure explore programs.
The interim director of the Ability Center is the person who's been chief operating officer there the past 2 years, Kevin Stickelman. He said that followed a 20-year career in the ski business. It included 6 years living in Park City, so he said he was glad for the opportunity to move back. He said he has worked well with Burrill.
You know, I learned a tremendous amount from her along the way. It was my first jaunt into the nonprofit sector from as an employee. I'd been on a couple boards in the past. And, you know, going forward, I step a little bit out of those day-to-day tactical operations and more into the strategic role, taking on as interim CEO.
So are you interested in the full-time position? Are you an applicant for that?
Absolutely. You know, that's my hope, is that this would turn into something more permanent. You know, we moved here, my wife and two daughters, with the hope and expectation of being here for the long term. And I've got a lot of good connections and friends in the Park City community. And, you know, as an amputee myself, I think stepping into a role permanently to lead this organization is a great opportunity.
During Burrill's tenure, their annual participant base has grown by 96%. The NAC has incorporated the Splores program, where activities range from rock climbing in Salt Lake to rafting in Moab. And the Ability Center has achieved 90% of its capital campaign. Stickelman said they have about $2 million left to raise in the near future that will finance some changes on the NAC campus.
We are actually expecting to break ground on two projects this fall out at the NAC Ranch, the first of which is a pretty big expansion to our equestrian center that adds some conference and training space, as well as some much-needed staff space and volunteer room out there. And then the second project we're looking at is a recreation center that would sit in the campus and provide really year-round opportunities out of the weather in a climate-controlled area. Think of it as about a middle school-sized gymnasium that could house some of those programs when the weather is not so nice. We'll have a bouldering wall in there, so some rock climbing. We'll be able to do archery indoors, yoga classes, some of the cycling that we do, kids games, and then also team building for a lot of those military groups that come out to the ranch.
They're also developing a new building at the base of Park City Mountain Resort after years in a more temporary structure.
We've been in that double-wide trailer for, it's almost 20 years now, and we have a lease that begins as soon as we start construction, and so right now we're still working out the entitlements with both Vail and the city on, you know, the project we're building. It's about a 7,000-square-foot building right down there by the first-time parking lot.
And they're implementing a new campground.
We also are building a campground, Leslie, that is a learning environment for people to come to a controlled area out at the ranch, learn how to camp in tents, in yurts, in cabins, and then take that offsite to the public lands here in Utah. And that's hopefully going to be through partnerships with the land agencies as well.
Stickelman reviewed some of the numbers behind the NAC's phenomenal growth.
We're on track this year to do about 7,000 individuals through our programs, and that turns into about 36,000-37,000 lessons over the course of the year. You know, a lot of our people are there for multiple days or are there for multiple weeks if they're locals. And, you know, that growth has continued. I think during Gail's tenure, we saw a 96% increase in participation rate, and we hope to continue that, and we've got a strong team in place to make sure that we can keep that growth going.
He said the summer is their busiest time, and while skiing is their largest individual category with 5,000 lessons, they have offered 32,000 lessons in other sports. He added their involvement with military veterans started back in 1985, and now it makes up 20-30% of their programs. As for Burrill, she said she's going to take a breather for now and think about what to do next.
you know, always do what I do best, tackling challenges and helping people and organizations grow. And at the NAC, they used to joke that there was always a Gale file on people's computers because I am full of ideas and we could never get to all of them. And I have my own Gale file, so I'm looking forward to tapping into that after a little time.
Gail Burrill, outgoing head of the National Ability Center. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.